Hey, good afternoon, everybody. It's Michael Gordon. I'm the fellow who came up with the design for Clinic Tracker, and I've been presenting this series on data-driven clinic management over the last number of months. This time, though, you're spared from looking at my Mr. Rogers sweater and Irish cap because I wanted to show you these slides and do this presentation, and seems like Facebook Live isn't at the point where you can flip between sharing the screen and sharing the camera, so I'm going to go with the disembodied voice route this time around. Now, just to give you the background, the last session I told the story of how I came to realize that an EHR program was only going to be worthwhile to me if I could get it to do exactly what I needed it to do, how I needed it to do it, and in a way that was as little hassle to me and my staff as possible. So you might remember that I described how I was getting contracts with various governmental agencies like the Department of Social Services, all of which had very exacting requirements for what we needed to report and for overall accountability. It was also a time that the Office of Mental Health had turned to unannounced visits, thereby forcing us to be compliant at all times with paperwork guidelines and such. And then add in the fact that we were developing subspecialty clinics, and each one of those had their own forms and their own scheduling and their own documentation requirements. And so I was in no position to adopt a system that had its own ideas about the data I needed to gather or how reports should be generated. I also got it into my head that the computer, to the extent possible, should keep me and keep my staff, but mainly me, from screwing up any more than absolutely necessary, especially when it came to compliance, because that had some very serious consequences. Now, in the spirit of full disclosure, and to give you the full context, I was able to be so particular and pig-headed about how the system worked because I had a son who showed interest in helping me design and implement a customized program. So, for example, I could get this idea in my head for taking external paperwork that came in, maybe a lab report or a prior psychological test or a note from a pediatrician, and I wanted to be able to have that go into the computer and attach itself to the record so that anybody could get into that record and that patient's information, see everything there was to see, wouldn't have to go hunting around in different places for it. And so I made this be known, and a few days later, sure enough, comes a version of the program where you could attach these things and they become part of the record. Or another time, one of the psychiatrists came in and he didn't like it that when he was doing the progress note, he had to flip back to another screen in order to see the medications that he was prescribing for the patient. So I let Josh know about this, and then a few days later comes a version of the program that you could bring up the medications right alongside the progress note, and therefore making life a little bit easier for the psychiatrists and the others prescribing. So, of course, as Josh and his team built the program, they figured out they'd better design it in such a way that I could keep on, my staff could keep on coming up with ideas one after the other, and it would be easy even for me to make those changes with the staff. But more than anything, that they better make a program that you could just adjust endlessly, because people were constantly asking for refinements and nuances that would make the system more useful to them. And so that's what came to this customization suite of tools. And the behind that was just the reality that it had to be easy to customize it, either easy for the developers, for the programmers to do it, or for the users themselves. And so that's how we have this customization suite that includes the form builder, the report builder, and the compliance builder. Now, after last session's discussions and some questions I responded to shortly thereafter, I got to wondering whether people really did have a full understanding of the extent to which you should and could customize a system. In other words, I wanted to make sure that people really did get that you could do more than just put in a form, that you could have that form do much more than just record some simple data. I talked a little bit about how you could customize the system so you could put your own vernacular for the labels, like if you call people clients instead of patients or patients instead of consumers, that you could get the system to do that easily. But my idea was that people needed to understand the extent to which customization can go much farther than just label names and forms development, that you could create an entire workflow that took a static form and embedded it into this sort of dynamic interchange of information. So what I did is I asked the support and implementation team to come up with a soup to nuts kind of example of how you could take a customer request for a particular form and embed it into this whole system of reports. So hopefully you will be able to see chapter one of my little story here. And so this is just how the report comes, the request for computerizing a report comes in. And you can see in this example that the clinic had this 8-item scale that they wanted to include that asked people about their sleep. It's a sleep diary, so I guess it might be for an insomnia clinic or maybe a depression clinic. I'm not quite sure. But regardless, they had the questions, and they were questions that you'd want to make it easy to respond to. So there's date pickers and time pickers that you'd want so somebody didn't have to type in what the date was. They could just pick it out like we're all used to doing now. And they wanted the report to come out that did some of the work in terms of averaging, et cetera. And they wanted it to show up on the patient portal. So the first step is the designing of the form in Clinic Tracker. And you can see you have a palette here that allows you to design the form and do any number of things. I mean, I already mentioned date pickers and calendar pickers, but you can put links in, you can put attachments in and label things in various ways and take all sorts of data that's already there so that it doesn't have to be entered again. So this is how you have this design board for coming up with the form. And in you can also see here that you can embed a formula that put the total sleep time in. So people could put the information in and it would automatically, in this instance, calculate the total sleep time. And so where it becomes really cool, where it becomes very powerful, is that you can then embed the form into the compliance reporting system by saying to the computer, okay, 30 days after the patient's first appointment, send the clinician an alert to have the patient complete this form online, maybe through the patient portal. So the computer knows when somebody goes from being an intake to being a patient and the date of the first appointment. So it knows when to send the notification. So that's just one of an infinite number of rules you could set. You know, you could say to the computer, if, I don't know, the patient's average sleep time is less than 4 hours on average, send an alert to the clinician so that he or she then contacts the patient or maybe contacts the psychiatrist, who knows. But about anything goes in the kind of rules you can set up with the compliance builder. Now here, you can see, just, I thought it might be interesting for you to see on the clinician's desktop, there are various ways that they get notified through the messaging system and quick pings and all. But here, if they wanted to see a list of what paperwork was due and what things they needed to work with on patients, it just comes up and you can see that they're notified to contact the patient about this form. Now, here's what it looks like on the patient portal. So this is where it becomes very powerful, because the client at home, wherever, or in the clinic at a computer, really, can fill out the form and fill it out in a very efficient, sort of modern way with the various controls for entering dates and such. And then that goes into their file in Clinic Tracker. And of course, it's not just that the patient can fill it out, it's got all the sort of the mechanics to be able to have authorized payees completed or others, probation officers, whomever, complete the information. And so this is what it would look like. So if I were the clinician, and I could look here and see that there were, what, six entries of these diaries by this particular patient. You can see for that one entry on 322 what they put in and any notes that they had. And so this is how the clinician can see, one of the ways the clinician can see the data, just in terms of the individual part. But and this is how you could have the system print out the form if you wanted it in a paper form, if that was more suitable to the application you had, to the way you could collect the data. So you can put your logo and all of that. And here's where it gets also very cool, because you can say to yourself, all right, I want a report, and I don't want to just list out the data. I want it to do some calculations and formulas, and I want particular fields. And so here's the report builder, which gives you another design palette for making that report exactly the way you want it. And trust me, I can do this. It's not all that complicated. Even if you're adding in formulas, and trust me on this, clinics come up with very fancy forms and reports that do all sorts of tallying and notifications and repeated lists of things depending on other things going on. But what comes of it is a report. And that report, what in this instance lists, breaks it down by each individual patient, but you have, as I say, an infinite number of other things you can do. You could have, you know, make sure that the report was just for people in your anxiety clinic who met certain criteria, who had appointments in certain periods of time. You can drill down and drill down and drill down to get that report so it's the way you want it, and then if you need it on a regular basis, you just store that framework for it, and you press the button, and off you go, which is really what I had even early on, where I had these customized reports so that when it came the 90 days and I had to send that off to the Department of Social Services, I had this button, I pressed it, and boom, they had everything they needed. I emailed a PDF of it, and we were done. And it made it so I could do these contracts without having to hire additional staff, and with being able to feel good about the extent to which we were accountable and we could comply with the contractual terms. So my point in showing you all of this again is to make sure that you have in mind that you can have a system, or should have a system, that really lets you go to the nth degree in terms of getting it to do just what you want it to do. So you don't want, in my view, to say, well, I wonder if this program does what we need it to do, and if not, I'm stuck or I can't use it. I think it's much, much better to ask the question, can this program adapt to whatever needs I have, and any requirements I have, and can I get it to go beyond just collecting data, but to make that data alive and worthwhile, and set up, have it be a part of workflows so that everybody can use it to make decisions and to go about their work. So I think what I'm trying to say here is that you want a program that allows for a huge amount of flexibility so that you're never in a year or 2 years or 5 years saying, man, we have a new sort of reporting, or we have new sorts of billing, and you know, how are we going to get this program to do it? What I'm trying to show here, and we'll show in other sessions, I think, I will tell you other stories about how you can do that with Clinic Tracker. So that's my story for today. I hope this has been interesting to you. I hope that you get in touch with me if you're not writing out questions at this moment. And it doesn't seem like you are, so thanks very much.